The music that you hear at the beginning of each of these podcasts is a combination. The first one is a fanfare that I actually got off a sound effects album. And the second is a melodica. I had a melodica kicking around for a while. It's basically sort of a combination between a keyboard and a harmonica. It has the keyboard running down the side, a single place where you blow in. This one's an alto, so it has notes that are slightly lower. For this podcast, I augmented it a little bit with MIDI organ on the low end, just to give it a richer sound. But I use that melodica to start each of the day's work sessions in the kingdom. I'll play that one little refrain, and then I will give the news of the kingdom and get the students off to work. We're only 4 days into it, and yet it seems to be working for the kids. It's a nice little indicator that, okay, here we go. Then at the end of the class, I play a slight variation, and that lets them know, okay, now we're done. So just little audio clues along the way. I'm thinking that eventually I will expand the number of audio clues that I use. Probably having slightly different fanfares for news from different provinces within the kingdom, things like that. But the whole reason for this, really, is just to try to keep the game dynamic, to keep the kids interested, with the nice little side effect that having these audio cues lets them know what's expected of them. They learned very quickly that, okay, this means news of the kingdom, and they're there, and they're ready to listen. At any rate, I want to talk about the rollout, which is to say, the gradual introduction of the game. And I also want to talk about students' initial responses, some of the things that have happened in the first 4 days. Because a few interesting things have already happened. Rollout, I was really concerned because I did make this game so very complex. I was more than a little concerned that students were going to be overwhelmed. So I needed to figure out how I was going to introduce it and what I was going to do. And so I started with just really basic information. You are going to need to have a binder. It's not going to be called a binder because this is a game and everything has a different name. So everybody has a repository, and the repository has three different sections in it. One is for the neighboring class, which I'm reading at Barrington Middle School. There is a separate class for reading and language arts, which is basically writing and public speaking. We agreed that we would coordinate and have a single binder for both classes so that the kids didn't have as much to carry around. And we also made space available in our class to have the kids start. But that's beside the point. The binder's called a repository. There's a separate folder that the kids got this week called Librum, which is really just a place for them to keep all the specifically game-related paperwork and so forth. So I needed to make sure that they understood exactly where to put what and make sure that they had the materials they needed. There were the usual, you know, beginning of the school year sorts of handouts, you know, the expectations. Instead of saying that they were expectations for the way you format your paper and put your name on and stuff like that, instead it's the rules of the kingdom, you know, the first part of the rules of the kingdom. And I've set it up so that double spacing is required, that a lot of the things that usually, you know, would be points off, you will get a bonus if you remember to include you know, the reference information that you would ordinarily need, such as name, and we use blocks, although in the kingdom they're called realms, the date, things like that. You get a couple more points if you're doing those things. I also decided that when it was time for the kids to do free choice writing, they needed to fill out a proposal form. Now, previous years, I've just sort of let the kids say what it was that they wanted to do on their own. They just get started. This year I decided it would be better to make them think more ahead, which I probably should have been doing a long time ago, but at least I'm doing it now. And so they have a one-page form they need to fill out, and they'll tell me whether they're writing prose or poetry, and what genre it will be, and how long they expect it to be, and when they think it'll be completed. They choose one of the six traits to be assessed, and then they explain where they're going to be traveling, which is to say what the writing is going to be about, and then they need to write a very short justification of how it's going to help develop their skills in the game, their adventuring skills. In reality, how are they going to grow as a writer and or a learner? And then after they fill that out, they give it to, well, actually, they give it to the rubber chicken of Here and Now, which is, I use a lot of rubber chickens in my classroom. They'll actually come into the story of the game later on. But anyhow, it's just a place where there is a bin and there is a strange rubber chicken sitting over it. And he's called the rubber chicken of Here and Now. And if you have it here and you have it now, then you put it in the bin. And I pick it up from there. As Game Master, I take a look at it. I choose a second trait, assuming that I'm good with what they said. And then I initial it, and they're ready to go off on their first adventure. I've had several kids already start in on their adventuring, which is pretty neat. It means that they did a couple of the other things they needed to do before then. There was a letter to parents that basically explained what I was doing that needed to have a signed slip come back. And they also needed to write a description of their avatar, the character that they were making up that was going to be the one that they played through the kingdom over the course of the year. That writing needed to be at least a page and a half long. And it served a couple purposes. First of all, it got them thinking about the game. Secondly, it gave me a chance to, you know, get a quick piece and a little preview of the writing of some of the kids that I don't yet know, the incoming seventh graders. And then third, it gave me a paper that I could actually count off the words and find out what their, you know, words per page average was. So that gives them the calibration that they need in order to get their work assessed. If I didn't talk about that earlier in this podcast, it's in the previous one, and you can go back and listen to that. So, I had to introduce that form to them. There are other forms that have not yet been explained. I needed to explain, it's basically a motivator item that I introduced. It's called Bamboo. It's called Bamboo because the cheapest item that I could find in large quantity that would not be easily reproduced were bamboo forks, just little cocktail forks, I suppose, or maybe fondue forks. And I wanted to have something that I could give a student when I saw that they were doing what they were supposed to be doing. It is a token that they get when they are focused and actually productive. It's a useful item because depending on what they take on as a role in the kingdom, in other words, what they're going to spend more of their time writing, fiction, nonfiction, etc., they may need to have these tokens in order to move from level to level. So, if you want to be able to be successful in the game, you really ought to be using the classroom time. Well, you know, it's just a simple way to motivate the students to do something that they ought to be doing anyway, and hopefully it motivates them in a kind of entertaining way. So I needed to explain Bamboo. There's a whole sequence of things called achievements I'm not going to get into too deeply, at least at this time. I needed to explain that because that also ties in with some of the characters leveling up. I have yet to actually show them the levels themselves, and I've yet to actually show them the mechanism for grading, but that'll happen in the next couple classes. That's sort of probably too brief and too scattered, but at least it gives you some sense of how I've been doing the rollout. I just want to talk a little bit about some of the things that have happened in the kingdom just in these first few days. One of the first things that happened was one of the students read a description on one of the cards and caught an allusion. I had told the kids that there would be allusions and there would be obscure terms used in the kingdom, and that there'd also be patterns they could be trying to look for. When this student found one so very early in the game, he was the first one to receive an item other than the basic outfit that all players start with. So he ended up getting a wooden spoon. Now, a wooden spoon gives an extra boost on experience if you write a unique recipe, one that you've made up yourself. Now, he might not use that, but somebody in the kingdom would probably get a kick out of doing that kind of writing. So now he has an item that he can trade with somebody else that they'll appreciate and that he will too. And of course, you know, each of the items that you get in the kingdom, little card, basically business card size, I'm using just regular paper stock. It has a brief description that hopefully is a little bit humorous or at least entertaining in some way. I'll post an example or two once some of these items have become well known in the kingdom. Right now, I'm sort of withholding some information because I want them to be surprised when certain things come along. So that was the first student to do something. Then, pretty early on, I had two girls who were doing male and female avatars, and they asked if they could have their characters involved in a romance. So I said yes. And that inspired another kid in another realm, and that is, say, a different block, to ask if maybe they could adopt a couple of the other avatars, a couple of other students' avatars, as child of their own avatar. So the first adoptions in the kingdom occurred. It's very interesting to see how kids are connecting with the storylines and so forth, and viewing the avatars as characters they can do things with. The reports of the kingdom are in the news of the kingdom are inspiring kids as well. I've been talking about a nasty, extra crabby, agitated, and as yet unidentified beast of some sort that has been making progress into the center of the kingdom and apparently is going to require the assistance of all of the citizens of the kingdom to battle. Well, not really battle, because we don't really have battles in the kingdom. It's a creature that needs to be tamed. And so we've been having regular news announcements about the progress that this creature is making. And as yet, in the storyline, it is not identified. And I can't yet identify it myself. But I can tell you that I've had a couple students actually write out possible scenarios as to what this might be and how the kingdom might respond. And I've also had some students express interest in writing entire storylines that are on a similar theme. They are beginning to recognize the potential for the fictional stories in the kingdom to be launch points for their own stories, which is what I had hoped would happen. That's going to give me an opportunity to really get in deep about what makes writing good. I don't care if you're writing fiction or nonfiction, there are certain things that are always important. You want to have good, strong voice. You want to have interesting word choice. Your organization has to be there. Your ideas have to be there. I'm just reading through the six traits here. And so, no matter what they do for writing, we can make good, strong points as we go. And I can give examples along the way. And I can actually, you know, when it's time to adventure and I really want to stress voice, I can just make that the requirement when I choose my one of the two six traits. Everybody in the kingdom will be working on voice. And then we can do mini lessons that are directly relevant to that. A student named Soviet Creeper had discovered a typo. Well, it's not a student named Soviet Creeper, an avatar named Soviet Creeper, discovered a typo on one of the pieces of paperwork that I put out there. And so there was a prize awarded to that student, another story starter, actually. In most cases, this early part of the game, that's what I've been giving out, are story starters. Another student, when he introduced his character, explained that he was a troll, and he took that kind of ugly troll meme image that shows up online, and he made some photocopies and handed them out to people in the kingdom. So just little things like that, but it's kind of interesting to see how and where the buy-in is. I would say that of the 110 students in my class, at this point, I have probably, I would say maybe six that look kind of uninterested or bored. I would say that there's one or two that have been actively disruptive, and actually really only one that's been actively disruptive. And that probably has very little to do with what's happening in the class and more to do with what he's dealing with. And I have one or two kids that are just plain baffled. One is very, very concerned about how grades are going to be done, wants to be successful, doesn't understand yet because I haven't explained it yet, but he'll be okay. And another just hasn't wrapped her head around the game yet, but I think that she'll get there pretty quickly once we really get playing, once she sees what's going on. So all in all, I would consider it a pretty positive. I've had more kids seem to be more interested in my class already. I'm cautiously optimistic. The trick now is going to be to build on that enthusiasm and enhance it and keep it as we go through the school year. A year is a long time to play a game, and there will have to be interesting changes along the way. Some of those I've already planned. That's part of what I did over the summer. And some of those I'm going to have to do on the fly. It's my hope, and at this point I think probably a likelihood, that the students are going to be contributing to that development as we go.